Nolte, as writers strike against AI, studios go on AI hiring spree. By John Nolte on July 28, 2023. Guess who doesn't want to be replaced by AI or robots? Why, it's the very same Hollywoodists who sneer at the Middle America factory workers who long ago had their jobs stolen by robots. Funny how that works. Get a load of this. We've got a message. I know, sir, that you look at things through a different lens. We don't expect you to understand who we are. But we ask you to hear us, and beyond that to listen to us when we tell you we will not be having our jobs taken away and given to robots. We will not have you take away our right to work and earn a decent living. And lastly, and most importantly, we will not allow you to take away our dignity. We are union through and through, all the way to the end. Who said that? A left-wing Hollywood millionaire or a Trump supporter from Ohio? Neither. It was a Hollywood multimillionaire named Bryan Cranston fake yelling about Disney CEO Bob Iger. He actually called groomer Bob Sir. Oh, yeah, I'm all broken up over this leftist dignity. You will note how Cranston has nothing to say against Disney's ongoing and open crusade to groom and sexualize small children. But a speech defending children against Disney's predation would require moral courage, a real sacrifice. That's never going to happen. Burn, Hollywood. No one cares. While a bunch of Hollywood's grooming enablers, I've been told silence is complicity, crybaby about the horrors of being replaced by robots, the left-wing studios are pointing and laughing as they go on an AI hiring spree. Studios quietly go on hiring spree for AI specialist jobs amid picket line anxiety, writes the far-left Hollywood Reporter. Netflix is hiring a $900,000 per year AI product manager. Disney is looking for generative AI specialists. And Sony seeks an AI ethics expert, reads the subheadline. The actors fear that studios will take their likenesses or voices and reuse them over and over for little or no pay, and with little in the way of notice. The writers fear that studios will use large language models, LLMs, like ChatGPT to write or rewrite scripts, harming their livelihoods. The producers, aka the AMP, argue that AI use should be a balanced approach based on careful use, not prohibition. Hollywood leftists might have to take their own advice, and what is it they always say when this happens to normal people? Oh, yeah, learn to code. More. The groomers at Disney seems particularly intrigued by the tech. The company has a number of open positions focused on AI and machine learning across the country. In total, THR spotted some half-dozen AI-focused jobs at Disney. But Netflix has a number of job openings focused on AI and machine learning, dealing with video games, research, R&D, customer experiences and other areas. In fact, the write-up continues, nearly every studio owner seems to be thinking about AI, whether it's for content, customer service, data analysis, or other uses. Why wouldn't a greedy multinational corporation use artificial intelligence if it can? Why wouldn't Disney, Netflix, and the rest replace humans with robots if that's possible? These writers and actors are insane to believe they can stop the inevitable. Everywhere human beings have been replaced by robots and computers. What do you think those self-checkout lines at Walmart are? What do you think the self-serve kiosks at McDonald's are? Robots replacing people come in all shapes and sizes. And guess what? Robots don't require 15-minute breaks, call in sick, take long lunches, make demands, or go on strike. Sure, you can grab a picket sign and stupidly fight the future. Stupidly fight the inevitable, stupidly fight what you have no control over. Or you can prepare yourself by learning a backup trade. Like, say, computer coding. If I sound like I don't have any sympathy, it's because I don't. Your industry is preying on children, and you're whining about robots. Cry me a river, enablers. Hey, and it's not like anyone will miss your lousy product. I'm pretty sure AI has advanced enough to call me a Nazi and destroy our beloved film and TV franchises. So who the hell needs you? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.